Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much for calling customer support earlier. My name is Debbie. I do see that I missed your call. How can I assist you today?
Yes, this is regarding the
Okay, sir, can I start
earbuds.
by getting your zip code so I'll be able to look up the account that you're referring to?
I just got in the mail some earpods and a Pure Watch. There was some kind of a promotion, and I signed up for getting the Pure Pods. And I didn't want the watch. I just want to return it.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code, please?
07083.
May I have your first and last name?
First name is Fayaz, Fayaz. The last name is Lakwala, Lakhwala.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And can you verify the shipping address I have on file for you, sir?
564 Homer Terrace in Union, New Jersey, 07083.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, I do see that you received both of them, the pods and the watch. So you're saying that you don't want the watch. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, it was very, I would say it was not the right way to advertise this. I mean, I only wanted the pods, and when I placed the order, it said your order is not complete. I just said, it didn't give me any other choice, and it forced me to buy the watch, and I don't want it. And I sent an email afterwards. I said, I don't want the watch, don't send it to me.
Yes, sir, I definitely understand. I do apologize about that. What I could do, if you wanted to, you can just return the watch so we can just get it taken off for you. That, 'cause I see you paid $5.95 for the watch. You can just return the watch. It doesn't matter how you can return it. You can just throw it in an envelope or a box or whatever you have around. I can give you the mailing address to return it back to.
Okay.
Hey, just let me know whenever you're ready so I can give it to you.
Ahead.
Okay, on the first line, you need to write on the first line Smart Health Watch.
Smart Health Watch, okay.
And the return address is going to be 11551.
11.
And that's East 45th
Did you
Avenue.
say D as in David?
E as in elephant.
Oh, E.
45th 45th Avenue. And that's going to be unit C as in Charlie. And that's located in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
802 39.
So 11551 East 45th Avenue,
That's
Unit
correct.
C.
That's correct.
Yeah, sorry, East 45th Street, you said, or Avenue?
It's going to be East 45th Avenue.
Avenue, okay. Unit C, Denver, Colorado. And is there a return? Do I have to pay for the return?
Yes, sir. Is at the expense of the customer to pay for the return of it?
But I didn't want it in the first place.
Yes, sir. But when we receive the product, you'll be refunded back for it. Because we don't issue out return labels. But as soon as we return it, as soon as we receive the watch, then you'll be refunded in full for it.
So it's going to cost me $5 to return it. So I'll still be losing the money. Okay. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, what you're in right now, sir, is when you order this mini pods and the watch, it's for a 14-day trial period. The 14-day trial period started on February 27th. What they mean by 14-day trial period is it gives you 14 days to enjoy the mini pods and the watch to see if you're actually going to like it or if you want to cancel out the product. By the 14th day, you'll have to give us a call back to get it canceled out if you no longer want it. If you don't, the next day on the 15th day, you'll receive a charge for the watch and a charge for the ear pods that you're speaking about.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it isn't right. You need to correct this. You're actually tricking the customers here with the way it is set up. Okay, so I'll go ahead and return this, and then I'll wait for the credit. Okay.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you again for calling customer support, sir. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.